right. Welcome to Class 5, everybody.
Well, I just want to check in. Well, I've been loving the emails, absolutely loving the things that are going back and forth. And I just want to check in to find out how the actual game is going, the spending of the money. And I know some of you are spending, and the scripting is going really well. But what are you noticing about yourself?
This is Pat. I save money.
You save, however, you I've been save invest- money?
I save it and invest it, yeah.
Mm.
Has it been a pattern?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think one of the things I've gotten out of this course is I have the capacity to have anything I want, and I often don't do it. And so, I went on a spending spree on the 25th for me and has just brought a lot of joy and a lot of just great stuff to my life. So I'm just noticing that.
Okay, so it sounds like you did notice it, and then you did something different.
No, I think I did something different, and then I noticed it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. Okay. Because the next thing I would be asking you is what would really stretch you to that would be different in the way you play the game.
Right, okay. And my request would be to stop saving.
Yeah, definitely. There's always more.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to save. Like, if that's what you're good at that, you got that down, why keep doing that?
Well, part of it's because something's got to come along that really turns me on, and it's not necessarily happening. I'm looking for what's going to really turn me on as opposed to just piddle it away and just, you know.
I totally honor that, and it's okay to piddle it, too. Like, hey, that's a kind of a cool chair, and then you like it for 2 weeks, and you go, okay, I'm done with it. You give it away.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Why not just be totally careless with it? It's not for the sake of I'm promoting carelessness with money. I'm not. I feel like everyone should honor it and appreciate it and, you know, really be connected to it. And at the same time, I'm wondering what would happen if you were just careless with it.
Yeah.
And it's a game.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that, and I noticed that the game is a parallel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not just a game.
It's never just a game.
There's another place to play, too, and this is where it can get uncomfortable, is how much bigger can you go in your thinking?
I was looking at a Rob report last night, and it was a home issue, and it had this house where the guy loves to stay at Four Seasons hotels, and so he wanted to make his home feel like he was on vacation. So the house, of course, was spectacular, but what really amazed me was the backyard. He had one of those, I don't know what they're called, like an edgeless, you know, it drops off pool.
Infinity pool.
Infinity pool. You can't see, it looks like it just drops off the cliff. And in the pool, he had built this couch that's dry that you step onto it from land, but it's surrounded by the pool, and there's a fire pit in the middle. And then he had another place where there was a bar in the water. And it's like, you know, I wouldn't think of doing that in my house. I would think about putting a bar in the water, but not a fire pit in the middle of the pool. And then the pool room itself, the way it opened up, it was just simply gorgeous. It looked like another room outside, and it was just gorgeous. So it's like, how much more divine can you make everything that surrounds you just to suit your whimsy in the moment? One of my girlfriend's mom, she used to live down the street, and I still see her all the time, and she redoes her house. She doesn't work, and she's just fully into always recreating her house. There's not a time where I've ever been over to her house where she's not redoing some room, totally redoing it. New paint and new furniture, new color schemes and new everything, and she's just constantly in creation in her home. So just keep looking, like Eva said, how much bigger can you go? How much, just stretching the imagination, like how you all have been with your scripts. It's like scripting out different facets of your life in a bigger, more profound way. Like having Elton John come in and sing for a party at your house.
I was thinking of Nancy.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, I'm much more expensive than Elton John.
Oh. She could raise her prices. Okay, gotcha.
Cool. Who else wants to talk about what are you learning about yourself from the Prosperity Game Checkbook?
This is Becky.
Okay.
I'm realizing that I was really born to be rich.
Yes, baby.
I'm going bigger than I ever have. I'm chartering limos to go shopping and going on vacation to, like, Mexico and to Paris, and I'm having, I don't speak the language, so I'm having someone, what they call them, translators, to go with me, to cater to me, to anything that I want, and it's so much fun. And you were talking about the infinity pools.
Yeah.
And you just sparked me there because I remember, it was probably about a year ago, I was watching TV and I saw this home, and it was a $1 million home. It was so gorgeous. I'd never seen anything like it. I sat there and bawled because I wanted that house so much, and I thought, oh, my God, I'd never be able to have that. And it had the infinity pool, and I'm like, I'm going to script for that.
Mm-hmm.
And with that house. But...
Hey, you know, a good way, too, to stretch in this game is anytime you have a problem or an issue or some sort of something that comes up that creates a glitch in the system, right, you can look to your prosperity checkbook like, how can I use my checkbook to help? For instance, you already handled it, Pat, but we were discussing house guests.
Yeah.
And you seem to be, like, a gracious person. Like, you kind of do want house guests, but you kind of don't.
They got to live next door.
Yeah, you buy a house that has somebody who's a staff that's over there to cater to their every need, and then you don't have to deal with them except for if you want to have dinner with them or you want to go for a walk on the property or whatever it is that you're wanting.
See, that's perfect. Okay, I can get that.
Yeah, now she's got it.
That's perfect. Not only that, they'll actually feed me dinner.
Yeah, and, you know, for Nancy, we're talking about photo shoot. Okay, so what if you had your own full-time photographer, you had a video made, and that you just spared no expense. Anytime any obstacle comes up, go to your checkbook and see how you can use it to serve you in this higher place of desire.
Is Ellen. My experience with the checkbook was and has been that I got started on it, got distracted, came back to it, and the difference of that experience is that I made it completely all okay. Like, it's my checkbook, it's my game, I get to do it the way I want, and the way I'm doing it feels good. And instead of saying, oh, I missed a bunch of days, and oh, how am I going to do this, and I just thought, you know, the thing I've been practicing the most that is just amazing is just saying, I want to feel good. At all times, I choose to feel good. I want to feel good. I'm seeking joy, and how would I experience that, or what's the next most reachable feeling thought? And that has just been amazing for me. And that really goes along with my self-acceptance, initial love. Because that's it. You know, to choose to feel good and set that pattern, that for me that is unconditional love. So, you know, not quote-unquote doing the game the way, you know, I had intended to set out doing it, but loving myself for the way I've done it, stopped, gone back to it, has been great. That's really different for me.
That is fantastic, because, you know, that's all there is.
Yeah.
How do you want it to feel? How do you want it to feel?
My approval of myself, and then I get to make a decision out of feeling good instead of feeling guilty, which has been an old pattern that is so nice to be changing. That the guilt and anxiety was that has changed so much for me.
I didn't hear what you said, Ellen. You feeling good as opposed to feeling?
I used to feel a lot of guilt and anxiety.
Guilty, okay. I get
and
that.
It would just be a downward spiral, and I couldn't see out of it. Whereas now, when I approve of myself and I choose to feel good, I can see the choices. I have, you know, pretty much unlimited choices about, okay, now what I want to do, how would I like to feel?
You know, this brings up something really good. Nancy was asking about the release technique and in the abundance course, and we actually teach the release technique in this course, the Prosperity Game. But one of the things they do, there's a part where they're just having you give yourself approval and flooding yourself with approval. That's how they say it. You know, just flood yourself with approval just because. Just because, you know, it's Tuesday. Just because, and just really taking time out to just flood yourself with approval. It is the most joy-filled thing and most beautiful thing you could ever do. So I'm glad you're getting that. When you first started talking about making the game yours, you know, you were really making it mine, I don't know what cartoon it is, but it's like one of those old Bugs Bunny cartoons. I don't remember which even characters, but I remember them just running around the screen going, mine, 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 mine. So good. Good learning.
Yes. You are the center of your universe. Okay.
I have a quote that this conversation made me think about, and I just found this week. It's too funny. It says, having more money does not ensure happiness. People with $10 million are no happier than people with $9 million.
That's funny.
Thank you.
I've really enjoyed all the scripting I've been seeing flying across my email.
It's been phenomenal.
How did it feel for you? Even if you weren't doing it via email, you can still let us know what was the impact just reading them.
This is Denise, and I thought it was great. Frank, I mean, you are a scripting and 17-second process machine. I don't know if you saw offline, but it was like, holy cow! And then I would sit down after reading his and start scripting, you know, and doing my 17 seconds. Like, holy cow, look at him go! It was really great.
Thanks.
Really, I mean, it was inspiring. It really was.
Thanks.
Anybody else want to comment on scripting?
Well, this is Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I had emailed everybody a little while ago. I find it fairly easy to do scripting for the future, but doing it for the present or, you know, near future, as in the next day or two, is a lot more challenging for me. And
what makes it challenging?
It doesn't seem real.
What makes it real if it's in the future?
That's a good question. What makes it real when it's in the future? Well, the first thing that comes to mind is that I feel like I have enough time to make it happen.
Okay, so the story is it has to take time.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
The story, too.
That is my story.
By the way, I'm really appreciative that you brought this up, because I think when people are starting to think bigger and you're starting to be a more of a deliberate creator, there is a tendency to think bigger, but it's usually for future. And so you're going to want to reel it in to now. And part of it is just watching your languaging. Things that you say are clues. That's why we bust your chops a lot.
You're good at that.
via email. What I love is when you just let it rip and you're just saying, here's what's up for me, whether it's good or whether it's not working for you. You all are uncensored, and so it's easy for us to see your languaging. Because especially in a rant and a rave or when you're worried, it's so apparent what's blocking you. So start watching your languaging, even in your mind, even if you're not speaking it. Carrie, earlier in the call when you were reporting in on how you felt, you said, I think I'm a six. I think I'm a six sounds to me like, well, are you a six? Are you in your head? Are you even connected to your body? I think I'm a six. So just start checking in with, I mean, just little things like that are clues. To say I am a six is much more powerful. You'll probably just raise to a seven just by saying it that way. Let's talk about this making it happen, Elizabeth.
Yeah, what about it? Do I have to?
because you know, wouldn't you rather like to have fun playing knowing that you can have these things at any moment?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But... I am so in my own way right now with this.
Let's talk about, you were just about to say but, let's reveal the but.
Well, I think the but is that I have my, again, it goes back to the time, I'm literally going to be gone for 10 days on my honeymoon, woohoo, which I'm very excited about, and there's a part of me that is panicked going, oh my God, I'm going to be gone for 10 days in April, how am I going to make this money that I want to, and so I'm getting caught up in that, which I know is a bunch of bullshit, but I can't seem to get away from it.
Okay, so life after the honeymoon, let's reel it into life before the honeymoon.
Okay.
So you have, when do you leave exactly?
I leave April 7th, next Thursday.
Okay. So you have lots of time between now and then to be really present and excited about now. All the money that you're wanting, that you think you want to attract in April, you could attract it before you leave.
Yes, and I've thought about that, and I think that's what's made me a little crazy, is I'm feeling like that's a should.
But wait a minute. There was no action that Gina said to put out there.
Okay, okay, say more.
Okay, so the story is that in order to bring money in before the honeymoon means you need to be in some kind of action which you don't feel you've got the time for.
Mm.
Okay, mm-hmm. And what if it came to you?
Okay.
Do you see what the stories are that we
mm-hmm.
keep in our heads?
Yep.
It's also not a test of how quickly you can manifest it.
Right.
Like, who cares if you manifest it? It doesn't matter when. And it's okay if you even say things. I don't know if any of you had this experience before, but I know I have too. Especially if I'm in a seminar, I'm in the moment where I'm feeling really good, and someone will say, okay, Gina, what do you want to attract? And I'll say, I'm going to attract $100,000 in the next month. And then all of a sudden I feel performance anxiety. When I was the one who made up the goal, I feel all this self-made pressure about manifesting it because I said I would.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't, that means I'm a loser or whatever I make up about it. Is there any of that going on, like the pressure to...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The big deal is to get back into... Instead of magic can happen, magic is happening.
Oh, I like that.
Just because you can't see it, things are happening. You have to remember, it's not you taking the man hours. Eva's going to help me quote here because she usually knows the numbers off the top of her head. Let's go back to last week, which was we talked about 68-second process. All of those man hours that you are bypassing, let's say, by getting into 68 seconds, things are coming together. It's not because you're sitting there doing anything except for getting aligned.
Because here's the thing. 17 seconds is 2,000 action hours. The next 17 is 20,000. The next 17 is 200,000. And the following at the 68 second is 2 million action hours. Now, this can't possibly happen if you feel like you have to be the one to take the action. You can see that, yes? That would be impossible.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So you've got to allow those action hours to be done on your behalf. And this is one place where you can actually use the placemat process to delegate this out. Delegate out the clients or the business or the money coming to you without you having to take the action. Those action hours will happen with the universe. They will happen in ways that people will be making decisions that will happen to see your name or that will have had your name for quite a while and find it in a drawer. And that gets rendezvoused with something else that triggers that they have this need for whatever you're offering, for all of you, whatever your thing is. In the perfect timing, it all comes together for you. But you couldn't have orchestrated that yourself, even if you tried. That's the power of it, of the releasing it to the universe.
For going back to not only delegation, but just simply feeling good, it's all vibration that's bringing everything that you're attracting into your life. It has nothing to do with any action you're taking except for when you're taking actions that you feel good. You know, it amps up your feeling good. It was such a myth, you know, that taking action is what makes things happen. It's the feeling good from taking action.
Feeling good from taking action?
Yeah.
Not the action.
Remember we always talk about how we don't really care if you actually do any of the processes that we give you because the only reason you do a process is to feel good.
Yeah.
So it's the process, anything that you do that will make you feel good. So really the funny thing is, Elizabeth, you're going on a honeymoon, something you're so excited about.
Uh-huh.
If you can drop this whole money issue,
mm-hmm.
just go have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You could be attracting more money this particular week that you're gone or more than any other time in the past years if you allow yourself to just have the greatest time knowing it all as well.
Yep.
1 year, I went to Italy, and I attracted all this money before I went. And after, I didn't attract a lot of money. And I think it's because I didn't schedule another trip.
In truth, that's something that happens a lot with agents, and it must be the mindset.
Yeah.
Mm. So if all of your power is in your now, I would start paying attention to your thoughts and catch yourself, because the only time you can even worry is you're thinking about past or future.
Yep.
So if you stay present in your now, what would be exciting today? I have all of 9 or 10 days until I leave. Life isn't about the honeymoon. Your life is about this right now, red-hot moment, so start looking for what's exciting right now. you know, I was such a state of bliss on Easter. I worked until 10 o'clock at night, and I just thought that was the greatest day. I was potentially thinking I might be a little sad on Sunday because my whole family went somewhere. I was the only one around. Turned out to be the most fabulous, fabulous, fabulous day because I was in such a state of excitement over each thing that I was doing. And that's where all of your power is right now in what you're doing. So who cares if anything brought money to me or brought me new clients or brought me new participants to my class? It doesn't matter. I had a great day because I had a good time.
Cool. Thank you all. That was very helpful.
Hey, you know something I thought of that's really fun for me? Is I'm sending out you and Eva's information out to over 400 clients of mine. I'm doing this whole thing about referrals this year, and I'm referring everyone from my hairdresser, Awesome, who comes in and cuts my hair in the office every 30 days, to the pizza guy who has great pizza, to coaching, to spas. And I'm sending out to all my past clients, and it's exciting because I want to send something out with you guys in it. How cool is that?
It's very cool. I'm really glad you brought that up because, Elizabeth, see, he's promoting us, and we're not taking any action.
Right.
I didn't know that was happening.
Mm-mm. That's right.
We didn't see it, and we might not have ever even known it until the participants or the client showed up. So even though you can't see it, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. There's chocolate being made in factories right now and clothes being sewn by designers. And beds being made in hotels that you're about to go stay on. Things are happening. So does anybody else have any comments about scripting or 68 seconds or anything else for that matter?
This is Rita. I haven't done the scripting stuff yet, but I've tried to watch my thoughts more because everything you're saying, and then I'm reading the Hicks book.
Asking It Is Given.
Yeah, that's it.
And all of that. And so all of that put together is bombarding you with how important thoughts are. I've always known that, but I know it better. Now, anyway, as I go through the house and normally see all these things I need to do, whatever, I'm trying to consciously change what I think about it so that I can make it a positive thought instead of, oh, no, this is something else I need to do. I'm just trying to be much more conscious about my thoughts and keeping them at the minimum neutral, but preferably positive.
I like what you're talking about here because if not fabulous, neutral is a great step. Neutral is no charge. That is a great step. Even if you could stay there, you would be allowing into your life many more miracles.
Mm. Yeah, that's good.
So all of you, you can stop beating up on yourself if you don't feel at a 10 every day. It's okay. Fives and sixes are just great.
I think that's where I get wigged out a little bit. I'm in this coaching program with a real estate company, and I said I would schedule 2.5 hours every day to make calls, and I had to make at least 28 contacts, and like I'm really just like caught up in the doing of it, and I'm like,
so what would happen if you didn't make the calls?
Then I'd have to report my numbers, and my numbers wouldn't look good.
Oh,
you know, I said I was going to do X, and I'm not doing it. And this guy says it takes 90 days to amp up your vibe to start generating, you know, all kinds of income, and I believe it, but I also think it's not about doing it, it's about your being. You know, I get appointments when I want to get them.
So, what are you afraid of being an outcast or what?
I am, and I'm spending a lot of money to do this.
So, what do you like about what they've been saying? Or what do you like about the coaching?
It's consistent. You know, it happens every week. There's a lot of top producers in there doing a lot of deals.
Here's the deal. This goes for any of you that take any kind of class on anything, and I'm familiar with the program you're talking about, by the way. Mm-hmm. And it goes the same for this class as well. You take the class because there's an attraction there.
Mm-hmm.
The class works for everybody. Any class you take, any instruction, works for anybody on different levels. The way to make it work best for you is take the pieces that feel really good and use them in a way that feels good for you. Now, you could do the whole program verbatim if that felt good for you and you would get results. You can also get the same amount of results as the top producers just by simply taking the pieces, even if it's a quarter of what they're offering, and doing it in a way that felt great for you.
Yeah.
You are not a bad person or a failure, or you're not doing it wrong if you don't do it the way that they're laying out. They're just offering you information. You get to pick from, just like the old example of, you get to pick what you want from the buffet. You don't have to eat everything.
And notice how many different courses there are that teach different things.
Yeah.
Exactly the opposites of each other. And they all work.
If you don't like cold calling, then it's not going to work for you, period. I don't care how many times you force yourself to do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think Frank would have bought into it if he didn't think he might work with the cold calling. I don't know.
Well, I've been doing it. I've been calling forever. You know.
Frank, here's the only thing that you need to remember is
only
commit to things that really feel good, not from a should place.
It resonates.
And if you want to do your calls and you actually think that cold calling is a good idea, set your intention to do some deliberate creating about asking for the feeling that you want to feel while you're doing it. Only have people pick up the phone who will have a warm reception to you. And really script out how you want the cold calling to be if you're going to do it. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you push yourself through it and it's not going to feel good.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. It's like, I feel like I'm more transformed than I give myself credit for. I'm more powerful than that, you know? I am. I'm more powerful. I'm just going to say it. Like, I'm more powerful than going and doing a bunch of things. I'm more powerful.
Yes.
So can you get off your back?
Yeah.
Cool. Then you just might end up doing cold calls because now you feel free to do them.
Yeah, and I don't have to do a number. I'll just, fine, if I have to report my numbers, fine.
Just don't be ashamed of it. I don't know about your coach, but most coaches, if they're good, like the ones we presently have right here, if your number is 2, then they won't judge you. They'll just try to find out why. But if they do judge you, they're not a particularly good coach, are they?
Yeah.
Here's another way of looking at it, and I don't know if any of you others have ever felt like this, but I tend to watch a lot of people that I coach have a tendency to, you may not have a bunch of people in your life who think the same way as you do, or want to work really hard or think that struggling is a part of the whole process. And so you might think, I'm going to look a little weird to these people. And instead of being weird or feeling like you're an outcast or different, the whole spin on it might be to know that you're on the leading edge.
Okay.
Or, you know, you're a forward, you're an innovative thinker, because that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of courage to step out of the known way of doing something and really trust your gut. And your gut won't steer you wrong, by the way.
Yeah. All right, good. I just have to get comfortable feeling good in my skin.
Yes.
Feeling good about things and just trusting that if I'm feeling good, good things are happening.
That's right, and no one can intimidate you.
Yeah.
Just reminds me that at any time we have resistance against something or something is frustrating to us, or even if we're worried about something, if we go head on with it and get curious and use it for learning, it could be the exact reason and the most beneficial gift you get out of the whole program is to know that it's okay to do it your way.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's okay to do it my way. I get that.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So,
this is the end of CD 5. Week 5 continues on CD 6.